Well, I would like to preach a little bit. Is that all right, Samuel? I've learned to call that pontificating. Got to pontificate a little bit. I have found myself into quantum physics. In fact, I met some quantum physicists. That's a hard word to say it. You almost have to spit on yourself to say it. You know, the Bible is a quantum physics book. And there's nothing new, although there's a new wind blowing upon the face of the earth. It's blowing throughout the entire universe into infinity. I'm using the word infinity now, more so than the word universe. You know, universe, uni, one, verse, music. Did you know that music is the language of the universe? Did you know that the violins and the orchestras and Mozart and that crowd back there, the Hallelujah Chorus, you know, I can go out to the woods and I can tune in. I can tune out the world. I can tune in the heavenlies. I can hear the whippoorwills. I can hear the bumblebees. I can hear the wind blow. Oh, I'm getting off into the subject of nature. I found my place in nature. That's God's house. Oh, he's got the best house. His canopy, the sky. I wish we had time to sing "This Is My Father's World," but I'm not sure we have time for that. I play that in one of my CDs on the piano, so you can get that. Well, quantum physics. What is that? Quantum is energy. You know, we've moved from Einstein, who was in nuclear physiology, the atoms and how to split the atom and all that stuff. Now we're into quantum physics. Quantum, you've heard of the word quantum leap, but that kind of throws us off. It is smaller than that. It has to do with smaller than Einstein. It's newer than Einstein. It's now. And there are all kinds of people out there receiving information on this. Has to do with electrons, neutrons, protons. I wrote a book, Speak to It. I mean by that, speak to the neutrons and protons and neutrons. Save that for just a few minutes here after I preach or pontificate a little more. Quantum physics, big word. And I've learned from a precious friend four main areas: attraction, synchronicity, resonance, and perspection. Attraction. Attraction means drawing. And this verse of scripture kind of rose up in me the last 4 or 5 months. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Of course, Jesus said that, but the I that he was talking about is the I that spoke to Moses in the burning bush. You know, God has lots of names. Jesus is only one of his names. I might dare say that, what is your name? Barbara? Martha? He might be Martha. He's whomever he chooses to be. Do you like this preaching? Do you hear this very much? Is it new? No, it's not new. It's old, but it's new to us. I have developed a phrase: if it's new, it's now. And if it's now, it's new. Never been done before. In fact, there's no theology for it. Uh-oh. That's a radical departure from our traditional beliefs. Say amen, Samuel. All right, come on, come alive there. And that phrase kind of caught the caught his attention. I'd forgot I said it, but he didn't forget about it. If it's new, it's now. If it's now, it's new. Never been done before. I wrote that in one of my books, I think, Speak to It, as I referred to a moment ago. Well, quantum physics, attraction, synchronicity, resonance, and perspection. Attraction. We use phrases like it came to me, or a person came to me, or a phone call came to me, or an idea came to me. See, when we think a thought or say a word, we release energy into the universe. It goes out and searches like a search engine on the internet and brings back. I see man nodding his head. He's agreeing with me. Is this good preaching? I'm right on the page here. Okay. Now, some of you folks will fall off and depart and go away. We've got some more singing to do. So hold on. We're going to sing some more in just a minute. But this is where we are now. There was a major paradigm shift. In the last, well, good while, in the 80s and 90s, and of course now in the 21st century. And I'm telling you, if you don't hear anew what God is saying, he speaks in the sound of his voice. We sang that. I heard one man say, God doesn't speak today. Hogwash. Those of you who have to have a after every word, hogwash, That's what it is. God speaks today. Well, my goodness, if he speaks, if you haven't heard him, you have ears stopped up. You can't hear. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. Oh, I wrote a whole book on He Speaks, when God spoke to me. It's called God in the Marketplace. It's a story of our world-renowned barbecue, Colonel Poole's Georgia Barbecue, known as the Pig Hill of Fame. The Pig Hill of Fame, the Taj Mahal, give you time to laugh in between, Hog Rock Cafe. We have a picnic area, and you eat on the inside or the snout side. And I drive a Pig Mobile, Moby from a famous media person, named for him. We've been to Washington, D.C. 9 times to feed the U.S. Senate. Know some people up there pretty important. Most important is that doorkeeper. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to sit in the council of the mighty. I know Myron Fleming. I know somebody else up there. I know the chaplain of the U.S. Senate, Dr. Black. Oh, and the Lord has placed us with this barbecue here. It's been our focus. I wanted to get this barbecue thing in because it fits where we've been. We've been there 16 years. A little shack beside the road became a world-known place of business, and we've done well, and it's helping give birth to La Vie, our mountain retreat up the road here near Blue Ridge. So get your map out and look it over, because you might want to come up here and be with some crazy folks like us. What makes me tick? Music. That made Einstein tick. His mother could not get him to learn. He was homeschooled, I understand. Einstein, who had that great equation of energy, he could not, would not, did not learn until she placed a violin in his hands. He learned to play the violin, and the violin turned him on to math, equations. And it was Einstein who said at some point, imagination is more important than information. Well, I picked that up. You'll find that in my book, Speak to It. And before I ever heard it, Einstein thought that or said it. Well, quantum physics, that's what. And I propose to write 2 books. I have 2 more books. I've written 3. The Physics of Spirit. I repeat, The Physics of Spirit. And what's the other one I'm going to write? Done forgot what it is. No, I haven't forgotten. It's in my spirit. But it'll come out. Oh, The Fruit of the Spirit and Quantum Physics. That's all for you Christian folks. And of course, it's for non-Christians, too. There are non-Christians who are Christians. Oh, that came out. Lord have mercy. I'm so wild and off the wall. I like how I was described by Clarence Drummond, a mutual friend of a former president of the United States. He said, Oscar Poole, and I appreciate this, you're a heretic en route. A heretic en route. I said, thank you, Clarence. I like that. And I do. Well, that quantum physics, it came to me. And you know, if we just be still, listen, then do. Not do and then listen. But be still and think and say, these thoughts will be picked up in the universe by somebody, and they will come to us. T-O, to us. This perception thing about quantum physics is it depends on how you look at it. We've said these for years. It depends on how you look at it. And as co-creators with God, here we go again. Oscar Poole's off the wall again. No, I'm not. I've heard some things off the floor that weren't near as good as these off-the-wall phrases. Sure have. I know a few, and you do too. So you better listen a little bit. You know, be open. Bob's going to tell you about what makes me tick. music. Music. Einstein. I'm pretty good company here. Pretty good company. Einstein. Music. The world makes music. The music of the spheres, the clouds, the bumblebees sing. I don't have to have instruments. I go out there and turn it on. I can hear Handel's Messiah any day of the week, anytime. I like it better out there in the mountains where God is, where his house is. I like that house better. One guy, one time, a person, I called him a guy, and Bob won't like me saying and calling anybody a guy, but he was a man, good friend. He said, come see our new church, chandeliers. They were so beautiful. See our chandeliers? I could care less about chandeliers. I like it out there where God, where his real house is. Are you catching on a little bit here? I found a place out there, and we're going to sing. There is a place near to the heart of God in a minute here with Edna and me, our house here in North Georgia, East LJ. Well, that Mayor Mac West, every time I say East LJ, he comes alive. He surely does. And I had one more thought here. I said it came to me. It depends on how you look at it. That's perspective. And I believe somebody said to me, Norita said, Oscar, you have the ability, and I believe I do, to articulate for the common man complex issues. Well, of course, there are complexities in life. And I guess I do. I read C.S. Lewis, that great British theologian. Most folks like him. The Mormons like him. And all the folks where I went to school liked him, quoted him. So I think I'm like C.S. Lewis. Pretty good company there, too. Able to take these great, grandiose complexities and dissect them into words and phrases. And I believe I can. If you want me to come to your house, I love to come to houses. I love to come to kitchens and eat a biscuit or some. Edna said, you're laughing. Right, Edna?
Where you can eat something, sure.
I have a problem there, but I love biscuits and sorghum and syrup and red-eyed country ham and all eggs and bacon, all the rest of it. Well, now, what's this got to do with making a tape? A whole lot. All this is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. And nothing should be religious. Let me preach a big one here. Jesus Christ came to save us from religion and bring us into a spiritual connection with our Heavenly Father and the whole world and bring peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I have said enough stuff here in the last 3-4 minutes to blow to win the World Series. And some of you know it. And some of you have caught it. Let's get together. We're going to sing now, Near to the Heart of God. And I'm going to quote that one verse through after we sing it through. H.M.S. Richards on that great Seventh-day Adventist. And I love those folks, Mormons. I love Baptists and Methodists and Nazarenes and Pilgrim Holders and Church of God and Hindus and Voodoos and, no, not Voodoos, videos. I said video. I forgot to tell y'all that along with my music, it makes me tick is my silliness. I have a good friend named Kay, and I was apologizing to her for being silly. says, Oscar, don't apologize for that. That keeps your frequency up. That's your frequency. And it leads into joy. And we're going to sing about joy in just a minute. But I want to say these words before we sing another verse, Edna. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee. Where? Near to the heart. And Edna, can you remember with me over the years, I would do this in our church services on Sunday morning, how reverent it would be, and the Spirit would move because the Spirit's in this.
Right, it is.
And she knows. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd have some great times. I remember, this is memory time on this CD, and we're going to sing this another verse here about the joy and peace, number 3, Edna.
There is a place of full release near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy and peace near to the heart of God.
Notice that word, those two words, joy and peace. Joy is so high frequency in quantum physics, it'll lift you up. And peace. Okay, I got carried away there. I'm being carried away today. I'm having a great time. Aren't y'all? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the